And after winter break, I'm not entirely sure what campus will look like, what things will look like. You know, our student body needs
we have 10 seconds,
support
Maya.
And community more than anyone, more than anything else right now. And I just hope that we can all come together as much as possible.
Mia Tretta, I want to thank you so much for being with us. A junior at Brown University, longtime gun safety advocate. She herself survived a shooting from Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. All the best to you. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Party tunes in all of the universe. The Chicken Payback by the Bees. Zombo, right here, directly, zip, in your brain. That's right, live. Today is December the 12th, 2025. And rule breaking Z here, man. That's all I got to say. Thinking, hey, isn't he supposed to do this quarterly report? All of the fine music finds of 2025. Nah, I want to hold that off for a little bit. Let's finish the food pyramid. Yeah, today we got four more shows to do in the food pyramid, and then we'll do the quarterly thing. You know, I've been so excited to do this. This is all meat, fish, poultry today, and that was chicken payback. So that's today's show. No Christmas stuff, very sorry. No recap of the year, that's going to happen later. I don't like Christmas music. I did like to thank my one listener, Peppy, sent me two very nice Christmas CDs, which I actually put in the WRCT library. A nice rock and roll one and a novelty one. Sorry, Peppy, I do not play the Christmas music. I'm more of a Halloween guy. I like Christmas music. I don't know. This weirds me out. It's so manufactured. Not like Halloween. Halloween's not manufactured. The doll. How you bums doing? I'm glad you rats are doing. Jim Dandy. Yeah. Yeah. It's good to be on the radio with you today. Yes. Muscling through winter. We're going to get to the next milestone, which will be the winter solstice or Xmas, whichever you prefer. And then after that, the New Year's milestone. There we go, the long one. That goes all the way to Valentine's Day. And then once Valentine's Day is over, it'll be like the first week in March where we turn the clocks back the right way. And winter is going to be over. Yeah, it really solar boost us a good one this year, man. Early winter. Usually it's not doesn't get this cold this early. What up with that? Usually like, hey, it's still kind of nice up until like the winter solstice. Then it gets a little chilly. Hopefully, we're going to get all this cold stuff out of the way and it's going to warm up. Mm-hmm. Just you and me hanging out today. That's it. Yeah. And so the rest of the pyramid, I might as well tell you, we're going to do the rest of the food nutrition pyramid. It's probably going to... Then, this is... I just always like to prep in advance. So, this will be the last pyramid, okay? Because like I'm saying, we did the pyramid of hierarchy of needs. Then we did the pyramid of civilization. This is the food pyramid. And today is meats, fish, poultry. Next week is going to be dairy, cheese. And I don't know. I think it's just dairy and cheese next week. And then... The following week after that, almost the top of the pyramid, going to be the fats and the sweets and the oils, but it's going to be mostly sweets. And the very top, the cherry on top of the food pyramid, is a show all about beer. And the beer show is coming up like 4 or 5 weeks. I will be on next week. And the week after that. Yeah, I'm going to muscle through the whole, the winter break here. And then... Going to be a new series coming out. They don't want to do the quarterly report. This is great. Because the quarterly report's probably going to not happen until like January or February. It don't even matter, does it? But that's where all the great music I found in 2025. I make like a good handful of at least 4 to 5 shows of all the great music from this past year. And I'll do that probably in January, February. Then the next series after that, the 7 Deadly Sins. Yeah. We're going to do greed, lust, so that should be good. So look at that. I love being able to say, I have shows prepared in my brain for, let's see here. We got 4 shows here, then another 4 shows with the quarterly report, and then another 7 shows. So I have nearly a dozen shows already in my brain for you. Marcus Aurelius, sorry. I am not playing Christmas music. That's another. They play some, and I'm not recapping the end of the year. Double whammy on you, man. I always get nice. I like this. Okay, it is a uncompromised life of modest success, and I like it a lot. I do. I just finished up Steel City Con, which was nice. You know, nice little paycheck, nice little interviews. Interview with Elvira and Hank Azaria were kind of the highlights. They're really nice. Just gigs. You know, find gigs you like to do that make you a little bit of money. That's how you survive. That's how you survive. You know? I'm very sorry that they got us, a lot of people locked down where they have to have crummy jobs so they can have health insurance. We're the only country in the world that does that. Doesn't that sound strange? You know, we're the only country in the world that doesn't use one of the only ones that doesn't use the metric system. What is it with us? Why are we like this? Weird. I don't know. Muscle through, enjoy our lives, right? Let's get some fresh chicken straight out of the trash. MFC Chicken, Zombo in your brain, 88.3. All meat, poultry, food, meat, 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 and more meat, and some fish.
Fresh chicken, straight from the trash. For this kind of chicken, you don't need no cash. Just reach in, see what you find. It might be a little cold, but I hot on mine. What a waste! Fresh chicken, straight from the head. Think the finest way out of the finest way in. Maybe most people have written you off, but I want you to know that you're still enough. Fresh chicken, who do you are? Tell me now, what's that all about? It's still good if it's got some taste. Who do you are now? What a waste! From the garbage can. If you don't think it's good, I don't think you're a man. I don't mind what you've done or where you've been. I'll still take you home if you know what I mean. Fresh chicken, who's the yard? Tell me now, what's that all about? It's still good if it's got some taste. Who threw you out now? What a waste!
Cherry red down the top and see. I put it on my wall. Now, baby, don't you be afraid, cause you don't want to eat. And eat none today, I'm gonna put your head on my wall. And then you can't eat no more hot dog. Oh, yeah.
Fine number there, and I'm glad that's a Kenny Joe favorite. That is No More Hot Dogs by Hazel the Hayes Atkins. Yes, from his Out the Hunch record. Man, that was a dilly. Whiskey Daredevils. That's right, the only good thing to come out of Cleveland with their version of Fears, Beef Bologna. Yeah, So it's all meat today and fish. And let's just jump right in. Pittsburgh Zone B3s with Billy the Fish, Zombo and Nine Brain. We'll be right back.
mother was a mummer.
His mother was a mummer. He walked around a lot and took long naps. Here I come, yes, hit me now. I'm a smooth operator. I'm a smooth operator. They always said I would be nothing but a fish head. Hit me now. Here I come, hey, look at me now. I'm a stimulator. I'm a taxi letter. They always said I would be nothing but a fish head.
Fish heads, rolling poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up and down. Life's like a fish head.
No meat, no bones, she was just all skin. One thing about her I can understand. She wraps all around me like a rubber band. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives the sock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gets the sock. You find some girls who are big and fat. Some fellas don't like to see them like that. But I like to see them big and tall. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gets the sock.
It ain't the meat,
it's the motion.
It ain't the meat,
it's the movement.
It ain't the meat,
it's the action. It makes your daddy wanna rock all night. I got a little girl who lives down the street. It ain't much of her, but she's mighty sweet. When she starts rocking, she don't wanna stop. It makes a man I wanna blow his top. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. Makes your daddy wanna rock. It ain't the meat, it's the motion. It's the movement that gives it the sound.
The Mighty Swallows with It Ain't the Meat, It's the Motion. Yes, sir. We heard The Fish Heads by Osaka Pop Star. Of course, the cover version of Barnes and Barnes Fish Heads. Billy Mummy or Mummy and company on that one. Fast Fish by The Three Johns. Set started off with Pittsburgh Zone, B3's Billy the Fish. Zombo right in your brain and wow. Wow, man. Yes, everybody all right? Is this thing on? Yeah, it's on. Good to be live back on the radio, December the 12th, 2025. You know, because right now I'm starting to repeat shows. Mondays, Zombo in Your Brain, 9 to noon, which is really good. And that is coming up Monday. And I'm just all over the place. You don't know what show you're going to hear. How about some Animal Friends? Yeah. Yeah, I'm allergic to unadopted animals. So please adopt a dog or a cat or something today. Do that. You can donate. Animal Friends is at the forefront of animal welfare. That's right. Good old animal welfare. They need our welfare. And they enable Animal Friends to intervene on behalf of just animals that need some moolah. You know? I know you see some of those animals, they got a sign on their backs that need money for dog food. I saw that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A cat with a sign, you know, don't pet me, just give me some money. That's a good one. Decrease pet overpopulation by spaying yourself and neutering your kids. Think outside the cage. Man, there's a lot of human beings, isn't there? They always say about, you know, oh, the deer population. They're so, we got to just shoot all these deers. Yeah, could work the other way. I could do that. What do I got here? All right, want to do that? But yeah, there's just lots of human beings. We need to go. We need to like start colonizing the rest. We need to start poisoning the rest of the universe. We need to get to the moon, make a moon base there, because you can always like travel far and start sending folks in suspended animation. Or that's how we got here. I mean, I'm sure this species wrecked the last place we were at, and they put everybody in the big space ark, you know. And I just think that's the whole story of Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark was really based on, you know, another civilization putting one of each animal on there, like the DNA, and the you press a button like a test tube test tube thing, and they just make all the animals. They make all the animals. There probably wasn't a lot of, because that's why there's so many weird different kinds of animals. That's what I think. You know, we came from another planet that we ruined. You know, because time is so endless. You know, when you think, oh, humans have been on here like, what, 150,000 years? That's nothing. That is nothing. I just think, you know, there was probably some apes walking around here, and we had some sex with apes. And that's how we got to be half smart, half ape. You know, because we were probably a very intelligent, we had to be an incredibly intelligent species to space travel, bring our arc across galaxies to, hey, there's places inhabitable. Let's go here and we'll ruin this one. And what happened was, you know, we were supposed to, like, you know, go here, fix stuff up, and then go to another planet, and then. But what happened here is we start having sex with all the apes, and then came out dumb humans, which had some intellect, but just very, very like ape like, you know, the original, like with the gray guys with the big eyes. You know, you mix that with an ape and you get a human being. Yeah, it's just what I'm thinking, man. I just spitballing here. There's got in an infinite universe, an infinite amount of things can happen. If you think, you know, this just happened and this is a, you know, it there's so much that you don't know. And there's so much you don't know that you don't know. I mean, there's things in life that are just so beyond even you don't even know the questions to ask. That's the amazing thing. Then I found out this thing out now where the whole string theory thing is fabulous. They said that there's strings at the very base of, you know, like the smallest amount of particles, and those strings vibrate, and that makes life. I think that's fascinating, or something of that nature. I'm dumbing it down for me. But yeah, because like I think Nikola Tesla said, like life is just like vibrations, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the one thing the Beach Boys got right with the vibrations thing. Brian Wilson got that one right, man. Got them vibes right. What else we got happening here? What else I got there? For food bank. Come on, man. Come on, give some money. I do feel guilty because sometimes I'll go and I won't give anything to the food bank. But you should. Do it for me, will you? Come on, man. Even though I have got, you know, enough money to donate to the food bank and I just don't quite get around to it, you should. You should do that for me. Please. Go ahead. Because the food bank helps 1,200,000 people. Wow, 1,200,000 people struggling with hunger. You know? And, yeah, so make sure they get enough to eat, especially around the holidays. So, food bank, very easy to do. 412-460-FOOD. Just go to the food bank. Just go. Go to the website, foodbank.org. PittsburghFoodBank.org. Or just, you know, I don't know, do something. You should do something around this time of the year. You know, because this whole, I don't know, man. Don't start me with this whole put the Christ back in Christmas thing. It wasn't in Christmas to begin with. I hate to break the news to a lot of folks, but, this holiday was around quite a bit longer than when it was manufactured. And so much of the stuff was out of the 50s, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer out of the 50s. Santa Claus. Santa Claus was probably like, you know, not even 100 years old, you know. And they take all these pagan holidays. Hey, let's put a tree in our house, they said one day in Norway in like 11 BC, and we'll have good crops next year. Hey, that's a great idea. Hey, we put a tree in our house and we got better crops. How about that? And then all of a sudden, I saw the Christmas tree. And then, and then let's put some popcorn on this other Christmas tree, and that'll keep away the evil spirit. This all comes from different superstitions that we all like, and we all like homogenized it and make it look cute. That's why these holidays don't make sense. That's why they're such a mishmash. That's why you got Easter was a Easter bunny. Easter eggs, Easter bunny, Easter eggs, you know, resurrection, all that. They mishmash it all together. And you're spoon-fed that as a little kid. So you're spoon-fed that as a kid. So it makes sense to you. If you tell a full-grown adult that had no, like from another planet, you know, or down the street, or even like another country, another part of the world, And you tell them the stories of Christmas, Easter, and all that other stuff, they will probably put you in the padded cell because it is crazy talk. It is crazy talk. You know, it's nice. One thing I really like about the holiday season, I got to admit this, the whole idea of giving something to somebody is nice, you know, and it's nice that that is sectioned, you know, off where it's kind of like, hey, it's a nice thing. It's kind of a depressing time of the year. It's cold. It's gray. Here's a gift for you. You know, you got your birthdays and you got your Christmas, you know, and you know, that's it's nice to give somebody something, you know, like the food bank, you know, or take a friend out to lunch. Just to break the monotony up of all the human selfishness. Because it is basically, that's how we got in this mess. Just being unsatisfied, selfish human beings. It's very simple. We're all like that. It's never enough. I mean, I like what I got. And it's hard to actually say, okay, that's enough. Because there's always that egging thing and all human beings go, well, I'd like this. You know, like the lottery is up to $1 billion now. What does that tell you? That tells you that nobody's going to win the lottery. That nobody wins the lottery. It's up to $1 billion. And the sad truth is, if for some insane reason anybody wins the $1 billion, it's not $1 billion. They take all the stuff out, all the money out. Then they try as well. If you want a lump sum, it's $18.43. If you want the lump sum. If you want money the rest of your life, you get $7.33 for the rest of your life. It's not, it is the tax on poor people. Tricking people that somehow, and everybody falls for this, because we're spoon-fed that I'm going to be the lucky one. My life's going to be different than anybody else. You know, I'm going to do this. Sure, everybody else is a loser. But when I play the lottery that one time, and I play those lucky numbers, I'm going to, that's the thing that gets me. That's the thing that gets me. Cigarettes and lottery, they go together, and it's a race. What's going to happen first? Are you going to win the lottery, or are you going to die of cancer? Sad truth is, probably going to die of cancer before you win the lottery. So it's kind of like a race, you know, because you're always buying like a pack of Newports and a lottery ticket. Pack of Newports. I see that over and over again. And it's these guys that go like 17, 33. Like these numbers are important, you know. Or the people at the grocery store. They should be spending their money or donating it to the food bank instead of hopping $20 in a lottery machine. You know, it's fascinating. It is fascinating the things that we do wrong, and we all do it wrong. I'm not pointing fingers because I'm just as bad, even though I will not smoke and I will not play the lottery. Other than that, I'm pretty much as flawed as the next person. But that's the crazy thing. That's what happens when smart spaceman meets the ape. Boom. All right, Meat Man Pete, let's get back to eating meat. And they actually say that that's how human beings actually evolved to be a little bit smarter, because we had a lot of that dumb ape. Then we start eating bone marrow. And once we start eating bone marrow, that's pretty scary when you think about it. You have to eat another thing to be a better thing. And there's something creepy about that. There's something about eating something else so you can grow. Fascinating. Meat Man Pete. Faye Richmond, Zombo in Your Brain. And I didn't think I was going to have any ranting today. Sorry. RCT.
Pete, just Pete, plain Pete. He has a market down the street. Pete is a dealer in meat. Ask anybody you meet about Pete, and they'll repeat. His ways are sure a mess, but his meat is always fresh. All the butchers, how they envy Pete. 'Cause everybody's crazy about his meat. They'll hang around his door and gang right in his store. There's one thing sure, I know that Pete don't cheat. People people come from down in Alabama, 'cause they heard about his boneless ham. They never get enough because his meat ain't tough, and everybody's crazy about Pete's meat. He was dealing in wood, and business wasn't so good. He started to deal in ice, but things didn't turn out nice. So he took it in his head to commence a peddling bread. But business was complete when he started to deal in meat. All the butchers, how they envy Pete, 'cause everybody's crazy about his meat. They'll hang around his door and gang right in his store. There's one thing sure, I know that Pete don't cheat. People come from down in Alabama, 'cause they heard about his boneless ham. They never get enough because his meat ain't tough, and everybody's crazy about Pete's meat. Yes, everybody's crazy about Pete's meat. Yes, everybody's crazy about Pete's
me in the midday sun. She stops for lunch at the House of Buns. She orders a hamburger.
Well, of course.
And they brought her some buns and a choke of small horse.
Big buns.
She thought she's getting one heck of a deal. $1.99 for a whole darn meal. Boy, she opened the buns, put on the mustard. Her eyes squinted up, she got all flustered. She said, I've had burgers, well done and rare. Now I got one that ain't even there. She got no response from ringing the bell. And that's when she started to yell, where's the beef?
Can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef? Anybody back there? Where's the beef? This is the biggest ripoff you ever saw.
Where did it go? Where did it go?
I swear there ought to be a law.
Ought to be a law. Ought to be a law.
Now a woman can't live by buns alone. She's caught in a hamburger twilight zone. Where's the beef? She asked boss.
Where's the beef?
He said, check under that special sauce. Woo, man, this whole thing's too weird for me. Where, oh, where can her beef be? What's the secret? Tell me how. 3 billion sold, just one cow?
Young man, can't you hear her call? She don't see no beef at all.
Where's the beef?
Come and catch the thief. The one who stole this lady's beef.
Where's the beef?
Meeny, meeny, miny, mo. Tell us where did her beef go?
Where's the beef?
Find somebody and her beef. And tell her where's the beef.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? Where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there. Where's the beef?
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? Well, I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
So there you go. So that was the original commercial with Claire Rapella doing Where's the Beef? And she actually starred in the movie called The Stuff, where she goes, where's the stuff? And there's like this crazy movie where there's this stuff and people say, oh, the stuff is delicious, and it turns them into something weird, you know, your thing. So we heard Where's the Beef by Coyote McLeod, and we heard Meat by Robin Hitchcock. Man Made Out of Meat. By the Viagra Boys. Faye Richmond started things off with Meat Man Pete. And yeah, and what are we doing here? You know what we're doing here. Doing Zombo in Your Brain. It is the probably much the smack dab middle of the nutrition pyramid. We started out weeks ago doing the breads and grains. And then after the breads and grains was the vegetables. And then the week after that was the fruits. And next week, it's going to be the dairy, the meat and the cheese. The following week is going to be the sweets, I believe. Yeah. Because we got this, we got the meats, we got the dairy, we got the sweets and oils. And then at the top of the pyramid, the top of the food pyramid, the very, very tip top is going to be a show all about beer. That is correct. So that the top of the food pyramid is going to be a beer show. Just because it is. Alternative radio. How about that? It provides information and analysis and views frequently ignored or distorted by the corporate media. Surprise, Gomer Pyle. Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. in the Don Juan Love Hour. Love ballads with a side of word salads. The Don Juan Love Hour provides all the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving. The Don Love Juan Don Love Hour. And that's Mondays, 2 p.m. right here on RCT. So there's a couple shows for you. All right, it is the holiday season, and I'm a given guy. So, by the way, before I get into this whole thing, I actually was thinking about, you know, the whole, Marcus Aurelius had a good thing of saying about everybody wanting to go to Mars. Why doesn't anybody go back to the moon anymore? It seems very doable. We were in the moon 11 times. What made us stop going to the moon? Why? I mean, we can go to the moon a lot easier than we used to. I mean, it used to be going to the moon was like, hey, we're going to the moon. All right, we're on the moon. All right, there we're going to hit a golf ball, going to pick up some rocks and go back home. You know, and what's on the other side of the moon? They always land on the, why didn't they land on the other side of the moon? See what's going on the other side of the moon. Something's fishy, you know, going along with today's you know, meat and fish show, a little bit fishy, don't you think? Oh, we just never went back to the moon. That's when it would seem to be so easy. I mean, we had computers that were the size of buildings. Now we can do it with an iPhone. You can get to the moon on an iPhone. Why aren't you doing that? And I honestly think that what I was thinking came from another planet. We probably came from Venus. And because Venus is basically was a pretty doable planet, but what happened? My gosh, all these greenhouse gases, and it caused a vicious cycle, and the planet just got burned up. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? You know, Venus was probably a pretty, you know, decent place to live, maybe, you know? And then all of a sudden we ruined that, ruined the atmosphere, turned it into a vicious cycle of greenhouse gases. Now it's just this madhouse of just like a zillion degrees. Hey, let's check out this next one, Earth. And we probably did that. Then we're probably going to go to Mars next. Those are the, and then you think the moon will be in there too. Some of the other planets, I don't know. You can kind of live anywhere if you kind of figure it out, you know. You know, just kind of build a biodome or whatever, or just forget about it. How